On the line now, I have Philip Keogh from Access Ballymun. Hello, Philip, how are you?
Hi, Noel. Thanks for talking to me.
Okay, now, very, very busy in Access and Ballymun, right all the way up to Christmas. Just give us a bit of background. How long is the Access there now?
Sure, yeah. Well, this year we are Sweet 16. Last year we celebrated with a big 15th birthday bash. It was also 50 years since Ballymun the town was around as well. And this year we're Sweet 16 and we're coming into our autumn season now, which is jammed. If anyone is in the local area, lots of people will have gotten the programme through the door as we do door-to-door drops with it. And already lots of the shows are starting to sell out, which is always a good sign.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, even though the shows are on, the evenings and all like that, it's busy nearly 24/7, isn't it, for young and old?
Yeah, I mean, most people look at our building from the outside and maybe just see like a small corner of the building, but we're actually quite big. We've got a theatre, we've got a music studio, we've got a dance studio, an art studio. You can come in and record an album in here or like an ad for the radio, for instance, or else you can use our creche or our cafe. It's a really busy hub of something going on all the time, and our program certainly points that out. If you've looked through it, you can see that there's not only evening events on, there's some lunchtime theatre shows on, we've got daytime film screenings on, as well as classes for people to take during the day as well. There's lots and lots for everyone if you're not a night owl.
Indeed. And as I said, from everyone, from young and old, for the views. And the diversity of some of the programmes, just looking through that you have coming up, as you said yourself, lunchtime and evening. It's across the board. I'll tell you what, we'll start with the Fringe, and that's on the 20th, which is on Wednesday, I think. Yeah, that Wednesday,
yeah,
it's starting
yeah.
off.
So obviously, tonight will be the last show of the Fringe for us. We only had three nights of it with From All Sides, but it's also Culture Night as well tonight, the 22nd of September. So they are, the whole city is has so much going on, but you don't have to go into the city for Culture Night. You can come to your local art centre. We have a show at 7 p.m. It's 55 minutes and tickets are from €12, so it's not a bad price point either. And then we're straight into the Dublin Theatre Festival, which is kicking off soon as well. This is the first time we've had three shows as part of the Theatre Festival, which is quite a big deal for a small arts centre outside of the city centre. There's Radio Rosario's coming up. We've got a show coming from the States called The Bitter Game. And we've also got a double bill of Frank Pig Says Hello and The Leaves of Heaven. And Frank Pig is the original script of The Butcher Boy, which I know lots of people are familiar with. That's the play version. It's called Frank Pig Says Hello.
Just looking at something here, it's sort of at the top of the page about a new STEAM, Science and Technology and Engineering, Art and Maths. And recently I talked to Astronomy Ireland about the planet Saturn and also about the Cassini spacecraft, which exploded on the planet there. That's an added extra there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. This is something that we tried last year, especially for schools. We have two workshops this year, and as far as I know, I think they're both sold out already. It proves so popular. I think it's just something different to take the kids out of school to come in and check out, and the workshops were so good last year. The kids were raving about them, so I think as soon as the teachers saw that we were back doing them again this year, they booked straight in for them. In fact, all the family programming and Access, it's something that over the last 3-4 years we've really pushed a lot more because our audience were telling us that they wanted more and more. I mean, it seems to have taken off hugely because as soon as we put something on, it's either selling out or really, really busy. So we have a ton of cracking family programming coming up this season. And if you have small ones, and I mean small ones, everyone from even 6 months, we have a show designed purely for your baby, 6 months to 2 years, right up until your terrible teens. And then finishing off the season is obviously Panto, which is for children aged, I suppose, 4 to 99. Even the big kids of age 99 are more than welcome at our Panto.
Well, yeah, I think, as I said, from any all ages, I mean, I didn't think it went that young, but it's absolutely fantastic, I must say.
Absolutely
fantastic.
They designed it especially for babies. There's a lot of mother and baby groups in the local area, and I think it's great that they come together and socialise and share experiences at the same time too.
Okay, and you have, just noticing here, the 24th anniversary fundraising. It's on the 24th of October and it has the RT Concert Orchestra. Is that a special programme? you know, in among all the other plays and music programs you have on?
Yeah, I suppose that's the Ballymun music program that's going on. They have done great things over the last year, from recording an album called Ballymun Lullaby. They had a big documentary all about it on RTE. It's as part of a DIT program, and yet the conductor is from the RTE Concert Orchestra. His name is David Brophy. So that's a big deal. They're pushing that at the moment, and obviously it's celebrating 21 years since it started in St. Joseph's Junior School.
And you mentioned movies there, and just looking through the list, the one I recognise that I would recommend myself is A Date for Mad Mary, which is an absolutely brilliant movie.
But, brilliant, isn't it?
It is, you know, absolutely great.
We are really trying to push for the lead actress, Shauna, to come out and visit for that screening, because we have had her here on the stage before for other shows, theatre shows that she's been in. But also, little known fact is, and anyone that is from Ballymun or has worked in any of our programmes, we have a women's dance group called Threads here. Mm-hmm. And if you pay close attention, a lot of those women were extras in that film. So what we're actually doing for that is we're going to have the girls that were in it to perform a dance piece at the start of it. We're going to do a panel talking to them about their experience on being an extra in the film, and hopefully we'll get the lead actress out as well. And obviously we're screening the film too. So we're kind of doing a little Ballymun premiere for it, but I have seen that film myself and it was brilliant.
Absolutely great.
Film.
Yeah, well, as yeah. I say, that's the one I would recommend. I have to say that, as I said earlier on, the diversity of the amount of stuff you have on, and lots of comedy is in there as well. Early years of cabaret, so you've really covered everything. So how far ahead do you work? I mean, you have all this worked out right up to Christmas. So how far back do you start working it out? It must be a tough regime.
Our program manager, her name is Niamh, and I know that she's already working on summer on next year.
Wow.
But we try as well also to try and plan some bigger events for years ahead. So like we'll have a goal of trying to organise maybe some festival in 2 years' time. So programming can start really, really early. And then, to be honest, sometimes it's just funding dependent on whether you can actually make it happen or not. But the plans and the dreams are always there. We like to say that we dream out loud in Axis, and we try and dream big. And thankfully, the local people and the people in surrounding communities really support us, because without them, we'd be just a very quiet building.
Indeed. And well, you can never be accused of being a quiet building since your inauguration. There's no doubt about that, because you've been kept quite busy. And as well as the big names that you'd have, Angus McNally and, of course, Phil Coulter and stuff like that, you do have people that are not well known, but they get their chance in Axis and they shine, and like they come back, and it's great to see that the way talent is nurtured in Axis.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a big part of our ethos. You know, we want to work with as many people as we can, and if you've got an idea or you just want to get experience, we are definitely an open door for people to come and chat with us and see if we can make something happen. And as you said, yeah, there's everyone from like the big names to fresh talent, and I think it's really important to encourage fresh talent, because they're going to be the big names of the future.
And I think as well that we can say that people are, you know, not only coming from local areas but travelling a little bit to get to Axis as well, because it has gotten such a great name for its programming and the quality of what they do.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's two things there. One, we try and secure some special events that no one else has. So that obviously makes, you know, Ballymun and Axis a destination to be. People are travelling all over Ireland to get to IKEA, and they're practically our neighbours, so mm-hmm. they certainly can travel to us. But then on top of that, we also have a really good price point for a lot of our shows. We try and keep everyone's budget in mind, knowing that not everyone is working off the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can often even get a family ticket to something for, you know, 20 to 25 euros for four people. That's, I mean, a huge bargain, you know, mm-hmm. whereas even our Panto, you know, tickets are as little as 7 euros for some of the shows for the panel.
Okay, and I know you mentioned, I know it's sort of in there that you can become members for the movie shows. Does that apply to all the shows as well, if you're a member,
the cost of going as well?
How do you become a member?
Of course. Well, we have forms in both in our event guide and also in-house. I mean, we do our membership probably a little bit different than other people do in their theatres. We treat it more like a loyalty card. So, for instance, if you're in Boots or if you're in Tesco's, you know, a lot of maybe art centres you have to sign up for and you have to pay a certain fee to be a member. We want to talk to you. We want you to be a loyal customer. So we just want you to share what kind of shows you'd like to hear from us about. So if you tell us you'd like to see a family show, we'll say, if we've got a family show offer, we'll send you details about that.
Okay.
So that you can come and be a regular here and maybe even save a bit of money along the way too.
Okay, and the website, Philip, does that give all the details? As I said, you're very, very busy every week of every month right up to Christmas. So far you have a list of programming, so is that all available on the website so people can
all available and we're adding stuff constantly as well, because obviously some things just come in a little bit later than others, so it's always good to keep an eye. And we're really active on things like Facebook and Twitter. Our website's www.axis, which is AXIS Ballymun.ie, and then if you search for us on any of the social media platforms, just Axis Ballymun, you can find us there too, and that's always a good way of keeping in touch with us too.
Yeah, and I imagine where the situation was reverse now, where you'd get you'd have to go out scrambling for people. Now people are scrambling to you to get on there. Looking at some of the names that you have on the list during the course of,
I mean, definitely. I went on holidays at the start of the when this program just came out, so I came home to. I was curious to see how shows were doing and to see, you know, some shows already sold out and. Me having been in the sun for a week, that was a nice feeling. Do you know that kind of way?
It is indeed, yeah.
Certainly makes my job a little bit easier when people get in there before I even have to put up the posters, so
okay.
That's good.
Well, listen, congratulations to yourself. And I think you said the girl's name was Eve, who works with you as well. Is it Niamh that you said? Or
It's Niamh, yeah.
Niamh, yeah.
That's correct.
Okay, well, congratulations to Niamh yourself and indeed everybody at Axis and Ballymun. And I'm sure you're going to be inundated with it. People looking for tickets for all the shows going up to Christmas. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks a million for your support. No, we appreciate it.
Not at all. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.